This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Oh my God, Seth, where did you get that picture?
One of our wonderful listeners screenshotted that, and I got it in the middle of the night, and I just thought it was just too cute to pass up.
Too cute to pass up.
If I had gotten that in the middle of the night, I would have killed myself.
Hey, it's not too late.
Thank God you didn't send it to me.
That's the picture you need in the ivory frame.
That's right. I told Bubba that this is another frameable right here.
That is absolutely the worst picture of me ever.
Why?
It really is.
We're having a good time, though.
Yeah, you look happy.
You look happy.
I'm really not at my heaviest point in life. I'm about 20 pounds lighter than I at my heaviest. Well, not 488 days, but whatever.
Right.
But I don't, and I've been going to the gym. Maybe this, I mean,
it's
skip.
Really the angle, Bubba, to be honest with you. It's not a great angle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Anna, it's not you. It's the angle.
I should have come from a top more.
I don't know how you angle that lower 40 and make it look any better.
You got to come
go up. You got to go up.
I got to come from way up top. I got to come from like 4 feet.
We got to use Prince Blitz's drone to make me look good.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Bubba, here's the reason I posted the picture.
By the way, the picture we're talking about is on our Instagram, which should be the picture that takes Seth to his next bonus level. He's literally 50 people away from hitting 13,000. He runs our Instagram, which is at the Bubba Army.
Oh, they know. They've been bitching to me since yesterday about it. Listen.
Oh, that's all I've gotten is bitches.
Yeah.
I've just gotten bitched out. Like, I actually had to take more pills yesterday.
About what?
Because I'm getting bitched out by everybody.
Wait, for
everybody.
I got
but for what though?
About I got bitched
I got a
out.
List, I got a list of stuff I'll tell you here in a minute.
Okay. I got bitched out about the feed cutting out early on the YouTube stream.
Right, well, you fat fingered it, Seth.
No, he really didn't.
No, I know.
It was cellular, Willie. You know, I'm on Spectrum. It's not the best cellular.
You're on the Spectrum.
Yeah,
that's what you should call it.
I'm on the Spectrum.
But I mean,
I'm just a cog above cricket.
Didn't you say that the truck drove by with a blocker?
That's what I thought happened.
Seth starts coming up with all these excuses.
What truck drove by?
I'm telling Spongeo, the guy drove by and he has a jammer in there.
A jammer, yeah. He jammed our signal. It was weird that I went out. I didn't touch anything. But I don't know what I was going to say. But people were very upset that the feed cut out. I said, listen, we had multiple people filming. There's going to be other camera angles that come out.
Yeah.
Everybody just cut. Nobody forced you to watch this. And then it got turned into, I'm a bitch and I'm ruining the show. And it hasn't been the same since the serious days. And man, Bubba.
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean half
I know,
that.
I'm sorry. Butch's fake account's gone through.
Man, I love the Army, but sometimes there's a portion of them that are just really, right. really well, entitled.
Let me take your heat another step further in the fact that, you know, I own a dirt track, right?
Yes.
And dirt track racers, Blitz will tell you, are very, very, you know, they're very loyal, but they're very cult-like.
Okay.
And due to some catastrophic lightning... Due to some catastrophic events, one of which was lightning that hit our lighting system.
I thought it was a grater.
No, it was lightning.
Okay.
On this particular instance.
Oh, okay,
I mean, it's frustrating. I've been scrambling around, and so I have to cancel next Saturday's race.
Because
Because my Musco lighting is 15 years old, and the circuits inside of my pole aren't the same. And if you replace the old circuits with the new circuits, then the other 8 poles that have the new old circuits aren't compatible because they're all loop.
Well, I'm sure that's cheap.
So I had to make an announcement yesterday, Seth, that the race is, you know, canceled this Saturday.
Roll through Ocala, you know, just shout out with the megaphone?
The racetrack has Facebook, oddly enough.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say the racetrack has one of those giant like storm sirens, and they just get on there and
they go through the streets of Ocala like the Blues Brothers.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Next Saturday event at BRP, the 2020 Support Your Candidate Night, has been canceled. Our Musco lighting got short-circuited by Mother Nature. That's right. Next Saturday night. You might want to be taking a key. You were going to take the kids to the $300 trick-or-treat Willie and the free candy on the backstretch. But next Saturday night, October 31st, has been canceled.
I had my costume ready to go, too.
Well, that $300 cash prize is kind of up in the air, isn't it?
Well, so, Seth,
it's going to Musco Lighting.
I'm getting a ton of heat from the racers. I'm getting a ton of heat from the Bubba Army, and the Bubba Army is...
Do they want to race in the dark or something? What's the deal?
They want to race.
Can you let them?
Can we do a morning race?
Oh.
No. Not when you have $21,000 a person.
I know. I'm not serious.
Oh, it's a business.
I know.
But people can't race in the morning?
No, people won't show up to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what pays the bills.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Richard Longwood, 2,000 bits.
First of all, I got personal heat with Seth on the Instagram post, first of all.
But that's just us. Look, it's not about how you look. It's about how you feel. Look how happy you look.
I will tell you this.
It was cute, Bubba.
I will tell you this, okay, as a caveat. Did you do the 2,000, Richard Longwood? Of course you did, Stockholm.
He already did.
Yes, I did, Stockholm. Sorry.
Did he?
How about Bigwood Greater Man?
Bigwood Greater Man, 2,700 bits.
Thank you, Bigwood Greater Man. Lummy, I will tell you this. You were probably the breakout star yesterday on yesterday's event.
So funny.
Mm.
Thank you. I watched it one time. Seth when he was like couldn't breathe.
Lummy, I know I know Ashley's really mad at me. I know Anna's really mad at me.
Anna got paid, she doesn't care.
I know Lummy's mad at me. I know the Bubba Army's mad at me. I know the Bubba Army's mad at Seth because the YouTube feed stopped.
Yeah.
All the racers are mad at me. I'm mad at Seth because I look like what's that guy?
Jabba the Hutt?
Wow.
Did I go too far?
You were quick in on that one. That was right there.
I said too much.
You were, I mean, you couldn't have been.
I mean, John Travolta.
It couldn't have been more shit.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Hey, Sponge.
What?
I love you.
You want a hug?
Thank you, Blitz.
You want a hug, Mr. Bubba?
Listen, here's what I want to tell you.
And I got Bubba 199 tonight.
Oh, good
and
luck.
I forgot to get to music from T-Quest.
We got some Danny 198 CDs left over.
I'm not using that Toledo nonsense.
It's kind of good, actually. You don't like it?
It was, I mean, it's, I
liked it.
It's just, it's.
The last one wasn't as bad.
It's techno. I think Dan likes the techno stuff. And then it gets kind of, like little
jump. Yeah, it's dirty. I like how, Bubba, you jumped.
By the way.
I did jump. I know. Like, oh, it's like.
I think that.
But, Anna, here's the deal.
I don't think to that part.
I don't think that my audience, I think they like what I like. I don't think that.
I agree.
I think, Anna, my audience isn't your demographic, like your age. You're 30. I don't think 34-year-old girls.
So 33, please.
Okay. 33-year-old girls.
Old
who,
is old.
Who, by the way, I hate to get distracted, but God, you're a beast when it comes to running. You just get in a whole nother gear and your bitch is gone.
Yeah, and I wasn't, I mean, I still had a lot left in the tank. I was going to start revving it up.
I'm going to tell you, I believe you.
Yeah.
Because you are, I got to tell you, man, I kept telling Seth, this bitch is a runner. And look at that ass. Oh, I wasn't going to say that part.
Oh, I mean,
I saw it in the video.
You got a nice, Anna. If I ask permission to be inappropriate, can I be inappropriate?
Permission granted.
Okay, no, for real. Like, I'm going to be inappropriate here. So,
yeah, yeah.
She doesn't mean it.
You got a nice ass.
Thank you.
You hide your ass, and it pops when you run.
Cool.
Seth, I asked permission, did I not?
No, you did. But
I got to say, after the race, I was glad that I wasn't the one following her.
Yeah, I mean. And you got the little, your little Jewish glisten of sweat. Ooh, that's kind of hot,
little.
I was
soaking wet.
Now, can you imagine anybody who was to make love with Anna if you'd make love to her after she's that sweaty?
I would shower first.
No, slip and slime.
Ew. You got to shower.
Shower Jones.
Do I look like Slimer?
What?
Yeah. Slimer's a good. Slimer, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's kind of
that part sucks, but some of it was good.
By the way, go to our Instagram at the Bubba Army, and you're going to be able to see my Slimer / Jabba the Hutt. Boy, Seth, you got your stuff on point, hair on full,
the hair's
glasses
in the,
on fleek.
The hair's in the wind.
Which is product placement for a great client.
You're damn right. And it's all happening for me, Sponge. I look hot all masked. You can barely see my face. That's from my peak hotness.
Oh,
God.
What are you saying, Seth?
Slimer, we love Slimer. He had the Echo Cooler. He had a drink named after him. He was very popular, Sponge.
I will tell you this.
Could that be your new radio name?
Since May, I've been trying to go to the gym like 3 times a week. But man, I just don't look any better. I feel better.
Bubba.
Blitz, like, I'm going to tell you something, Blitz. Like, when I take my shirt off, my shoulder's looking better. My arms are looking better. But my face, how do you weightlift your face?
You can't. The face is the tough one. That's why you got to see Dr. Dan.
Can I hook up mini barbells to my under chin and do some deals?
You can't do spot reduction. You just got to lose overall body fat. So keep at it.
I'm down like 18 pounds.
The face is like,
my God, what did I look like 18 pounds ago?
But the face is either the first or the last thing to go for people, isn't it?
God, I look horrible. I'm not going
to. Bubba, honestly, it's just a bad angle. It really is.
Bubba, I think you look great.
No, well, Seth, you're a liar.
Come on, Seth. Let's be real.
You're just saying that so it stays up because you look like a million bucks.
Well,
that's why you're saying it. You're like, you don't want this to come down because, one, you look good, and two, next to me, you look really good.
That's not a lie.
I'm just saying, like, you look good, but when you next look to me, you're the John Travolta there.
But Bubba,
you're the Brad Pitt.
But listen.
You're the Joaquin Phoenix.
What other radio show is doing this right after their show ends, going out of the streets? It was a total team effort yesterday. Everybody participated. That's what I took away from it. That's why I wasn't going to let anybody rain on my parade about, you know, that I cut something off or whatever. People are mad. I thought it was an awesome team effort by everybody yesterday.
Man, Seth's turned into motivational guy, hasn't he? And right. I like it. I like little Seth
pep
talks.
It's the truth.
So yesterday, for those that aren't familiar with what we're talking about, yesterday after the show, about at 10:15, we went live on our YouTube channel, and we did the GC Supply presents the Lummi 5K Redemption Race versus Anna, and it was live on YouTube. And I got to tell you, we were at one time, I think, what'd you say, Seth, we had 1,100 people?
Yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, I think I checked there was like 5,000 views this morning.
So
yeah,
Seth was on my back and he said, "Spongo, we're over at G-Ball." And I'm like,
You didn't believe it.
Let me see that. Oh, we are. I was like, I thought Seth was just being Johnny, you know, rah-rah back there. But we were, and I think it's going to be 6,000 views by the end of the show.
Yeah, and you know,
I will tell you this, I watched it yesterday afternoon, and I laughed out loud three or four different times.
Oh, yeah.
So did I.
I did, like, and I'm real critical of our stuff. Like, I don't really laugh that much. And
it was a circus.
It was funny.
I mean, it was a circus. You got a guy on a moped that's running around, and then you got pace cars, and you're dropping me off at dumpsters, and then people want, like, a legit finish. I mean, here's what happened. Anna won, and then she got 200, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well,
got 200 bucks.
That was awesome.
And here's the deal. So as we're doing this, okay, and which, by the way, I heard,
rumor has it there might have been a little bit of cheating going on, too.
Oh, there was a lot of cheating.
A lot
going
of
on.
Cheating, yeah. Maybe too much.
Oh, yeah, there was too much. I just went crazy on the cheating. Imagine that. And so here's the deal.
Bubba just said he was over it, by the way. Bubba's like, God, we've been here for 43 minutes. I've been over this.
Sorry, guys. I've been cheating too much. We're going to just call it.
Well, I cheated so much that there was no way Lummi could lose unless he, like, you know, took a nap for 10 minutes. And so here's the deal. Here's my mindset.
What about when Lummi ran through the bushes like a wild pit bull?
The only footage we didn't get, which I wish we would have got,
was your dirt tracking.
Is when Lummi goes through the ditch. I go through the ditch on my moped.
I kind of got it with the GoPro, but not really.
But my whole ass end of my...
I saw that. It was nice.
Comes out, and I put my left leg down like I'm a flat tracker. And I come bleem, bleem. And
yeah,
I kept
you're,
it, I
you're
kept,
spitting out dirt.
I kept it going. Like I did, but didn't it was I get, that or bust my ass.
But didn't I get Lummi like tripping in
sewage? Yeah.
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 That was what I was focused on.
So we did the race live on YouTube. And you can, by the way, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is at The Bubba Army, and you can watch it. It's one of the very top things up there.
It's like a tantric sex. There's zero payoff. So, sorry.
Here are the guidelines for yesterday's race. Lummi had to run 4 laps on our course. Anna had to run 8 laps on our course. It would have been 3.1 miles for Anna.
No.
I mean, 3.1 miles for Lummi and 6.2 miles for Anna, a 5K versus a 10K.
And it was, what, about 92 degrees yesterday?
Oh,
it was
pretty hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
And so here's the deal.
I was sweating driving that car.
As we get going, I'm thinking, okay, we can do a straight-up race. We can. Or we can make it funny and put a whole bunch of high spots in here and a whole bunch of whodunits and cause, you know, and create content and a crap storm in the whole 9 yards.
Well, Lummi started getting rides from your moped within about, I don't know, maybe 45 seconds after the race started.
No, I let him go all the way down to.
No, the second she turned the first corner, Lummi, get on.
Did you know what was happening, Anna?
Well, she got to the first corner faster than I thought she would.
Anna, did you know what was happening?
I was really confused because I knew I should have at least lapped him twice, and I hadn't seen him once.
That's why I told Bubba, I'm like, you know, she's got to be.
Did my plan happen?
And I said, I'm like, is he hiding in the bushes? I'm like, maybe he's throwing up somewhere, and I just don't see him. Like, I was really confused.
Anna, we were afraid because when we were advancing him ahead, it would be one of the crossroads where. But you are so laser locked. Like, yeah. I literally had a 300-pound man.
They passed you with Lummi on the back, and you could have looked over to your right and seen it.
There was 600 pounds of human flesh driving, you know, within a half a block of you, and you couldn't see us.
I was super focused.
Lummi still went fast too.
So what we did is we started them off together. Well,
And credit to Lummy, he probably would have been able to finish it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he would have won, but he would have finished.
We wanted to go home, though.
Doggy D gifted 5 subs.
So I just want everybody to understand my mindset. So we're doing it, and I'm like, you know what? A straight-up race. But I said, but if I can get it, put a couple little swervies in on here.
Sure.
This guy turns into Bubba McMahon all of a sudden. We're trying to run an Olympic-style course here.
And then I mean, Seth, we're not sanctioned by anybody.
I mean,
we're sanctioned by me, bitch.
He takes Anna out to show her the course. Everything's so official. And then within 5 minutes, it's like, what are you guys, idiots? This is the WWE. We're wrestling here. Yeah. Starts telling the people on YouTube.
Then we get Lummy running through the bushes because he gets
pissed. Oh, that was so great. Oh,
so, Lummy, after we cheated too much and had you too far ahead, we then gathered around. You're over there running. And we're like, we stopped him.
He's like, what do you mean? I was like, we're like, stop.
So we have this little meeting, okay, Lummy?
Do I have the footage of Blitz, like, cutting him off with the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we realize, by the way, Lummy, I still to this day think that you and Ashley were off on your lap count.
No, even that random person at 3.
You said what caused the problem is
there was
because
2 Bubba Army people out there that were cheering everybody, like literally 2.
There was a couple people driving around too, by the way.
There were people driving around.
Yeah,
there were people circling around. So anyway, listen. So we thought Lummy was on had completed lap 2 and was on 3. And next thing you know, Asher goes, no, I've said hi to him 3 times. He's on lap 3. The last lap will be when he finishes, he's done. Meaning I had advanced him too many times on my moped.
Yeah, there's one whole lap you pretty much advanced me. When he dropped me out the first time, I just crossed. You came back, picked me up, took me all the way to the other side, ran back around. I maybe made it 20 feet. You came back and said, jump on. You took me around the whole corner. So I did 2 in 10 minutes.
By the way, he still looked like he was dead yesterday. He pretty much only did a lap.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. So I'm thinking, I got Seth on my back, and Anna's gone. She's gone. And she turns, I'm like, let's just make this, let's swerve this up. Let's cause controversy, piss people off, freak Anna out. So I tell Seth, just out of, get off the moped. I'm going to pick up Lummy.
By the dumpster.
What do you mean, Spongeo? And so some of the funniest stuff, Seth, when you're by yourself, trying to figure out what's going on.
He had the live camera.
I wasn't. I honestly was not prepared to be alone yesterday.
It was funny. It was funny how I broke you down, because the first time you got dumped off by a dumpster and you were bitching about it, and then the second time you're like, well, hey, at least I'm not by a dumpster. You figured out that this was I think you figured out this is what we're doing, so as long as you don't put me by a dumpster, I'm okay, Spongeo.
I can't lie. I watched the part of me chasing down Anna with the prayers a lot. I really found that to
that
be
was great.
Yeah, me too.
I was really proud of myself for that. Because I could tell I saw her laughing, and I was like, oh, man, she's actually laughing. Wow.
We're on the moped. Seth goes, hey, I want to jump off and do like a, you know, run beside her interview. And I go, what are you going to say? And he goes, I don't know. I go, well, you got to say something. He goes, I'll do a Jewish something. I said, great. Jew it up. Go out there. So you can watch this on our YouTube channel. It's at the Bubba Army.
Yeah,
so,
don't expect an ending, okay?
Yeah, because so my rationale was I was just going to go pick up Lummy on my moped and then take him as far as I could so that Anna couldn't see him, just right around the corner from her each time. So, Anna, every time you would turn a corner, I would go pick up Lummy.
Oh, I know, because I did four laps. I didn't see him once. I'm like, there's no way this a-hole is running
that fast.
Yeah.
Well, and then we found, you know, of course we found out that Lummy was running an illegal race because he had a shirt on. He didn't have his medal on. Yeah.
So Lummy,
he had his Karate Kid headband on.
So, Lummy, we had to get together as we figured out that you were on your last lap and we needed you to be two laps from that. We're all get together and we're like, hey.
You know what did it, too, is Lummy, we were standing there and Lummy lifted his shirt up to wipe his face off.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I'm like, hold on a second. He said he has his shirt on.
So we had to really, it was the Tampa screw job, like the Montreal screw job. So Lummy, we had to quickly figure out how we could disqualify you. And I was just going to say.
It wasn't the cheating that was going to disqualify you. It was that you weren't wearing your medal.
So the minute we figured out that you didn't have your shirt off and your medal like you promised you would, then we DQ'd you. Then Lummy refused to stop. And that's where we had to almost run him over.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. I wasn't going to give up. You told me not to quit.
I know, but when
you told me not to quit.
When Vince tells you, okay, don't quit, but then he comes out to ringside and says, all right, Lummy, we're wrapping it up.
He ran into the swamp with a $69 Asics.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It was hilarious yesterday.
You there, buddy?
Yeah, man, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
That was hilarious yesterday, guys. Yeah. I watched it when I got home. I don't know what y'all mean by don't expect an ending. I mean, the race was over when the feed went down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little more after that, but it was over.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely we got the over.
Thank you, sir, for getting it.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to start doing more stuff. Like, I think the next one we're going to do in a couple weeks is the, you know, how fast we can throw a baseball kind of deal.
Yeah.
So when you guys get together, it's, as you say, money, straight money. I laughed my ass off yesterday watching that.
Yeah, it's got like, it'll probably have 6,000 or 7,000 views by the end of the
show. What was the high spot? What was your favorite part?
Yeah.
My God. Well, when Lummix was running around and y'all were chasing him.
Yeah, that was by far the funniest part. Yeah.
We had a truck, a moped, and a guy on foot trying to get him.
Bubba goes ahead of him on the moped, gets off, and starts doing football calls.
And then when Lummix would ride up on the back of that moped with you, Bubba. I mean, my God.
That's a lot of man.
Damn thing. Seth, you can work that camera, buddy. That's good camera
work.
Oh,
thank you. I had no idea what I was doing. Seth, I couldn't see a thing.
Next event, Seth said he only has one demand, and that's not to be dumped off by a dumpster. Other than that, he's good.
I was about to mention that part because he freaked the hell out.
I know. He's like, I'm by a dumpster.
Dude, there's a million
people. I wish a raccoon would have jumped out of that damn thing. That's the only thing that would have
been. Can you imagine how Seth would literally be like be running like a little bitch if a raccoon.
If a raccoon's out in the daytime, it's rabid. So, of course, I would be scared.
Yeah.
I know how it works.
I dump those things for a living. I just had to shut my truck off so I can talk to you guys. That's what I do for a living out here on the weapons station in Charleston. But, yeah, they're always in those cans, man.
Got to watch out for those coons. They get when they get mean.
They do.
But, hey, I just wanted to mark out, guys. It was hilarious.
Thank you.
Right, entertainment.
Thank you.
Y'all think
that's the kind of people I like, right?
Thank
there.
Thank you, McGillicuddy, 1,000 bits.
I will.
Happy birthday, Heather Wiz.
I want every. Oh, happy birthday, Heather Wiz.
Happy birthday tomorrow, he says.
Is Wiggy? I don't know if Iggy and
Wiggy.
Wiggy. Hey, that's what you know how they had like when Brad Pitt and Joe, like you know they had Brad.
Yeah.
That's what Iggy and Heather could be. Wiggy.
Are they a couple?
Yeah, I think so. I think they are.
Oh well, you know that's great. That's Wiggy. Nice to see.
Heather Wiz and Iggy would be what, Lummy? Stockholm?
Wiggy.
There you go.
Stockholm.
By the way, I want Lummy and Honor to both verify they got paid fairly quickly yesterday.
Lummy got paid? Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Bubba.
I gave Lummy $50 for participation.
Good job. That almost covered his shoes.
I lost my headband somewhere, too.
So anyway, we had the Lummy 5K Redemption versus Anna Hummel race yesterday, and it was live on our YouTube channel. It's also available on YouTube now for you to watch. I think it's funnier than hell. And Steph and I were the chase vehicle moped deal. Caveman was in the smart car. Blitz was in the Bubba Raceway Park truck.
Track truck.
Didn't I hear another race was in the works to get set up? Isn't there going to be an Anna versus Dr. Dan race, like a sprint?
Like a mile, maybe, right?
I don't know, Anna. I think we're going to have to figure it out where you had the best chance to win, because I really want you to beat him.
Oh, you want me to beat Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Just knock him down a few, you know.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think Dan would sprint a mile. Like, I think he'd go full on sprint.
You can't sprint a mile.
I know you can't, but I think he would.
I think Dan would get some Lance Armstrong blood doping before he would lose. I think, yeah.
He would go buy some of those Pistorius leg things.
He'll do something. So, like, what do you think, shorter distances or longer distances?
No, it would have to be, if it's an actual sprint, I would lose, because he's a guy.
What about one lap around our course? Because
Yeah, I could do that. That's almost a mile?
It's 0.8, just over 0.8.
Yeah, just call it 8/10 of a mile. So, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
It's got to be that or longer, basically.
Blitz, actually, you know what I did when I was doing the course? If you start back by the past AAA, like where the Brinks deal is.
Okay.
If the starting line's there and the finish line is our actual gate, then it's almost a mile.
Yep.
Because it's 2/10 of a mile down to the stop sign.
Okay, yeah.
So if you'd start there, and then that would be the finish line. Our gate would be the finish line after one lap. That's a mile.
Boom.
And how do you think you'd do versus a mile?
Oh,
he might even be better than you on that distance.
Does Dan run? Is Dan a runner? I know he's been in the competitions before, but I don't know if he's. I feel like he's got a gym at home, doesn't he?
I wonder what Dan probably knows. I mean, do most runners, Anna, have a general idea what your mile time is?
Yeah, but you have to be running on a pretty consistent basis. Like, you can't be like, oh, I had a run 4 months ago.
Yeah, like I got a 26-minute mile.
Right.
I also think it depends on how soon we do it. Like, if Dan starts training now and it's 4 months from now, that'd help him.
Okay, I'm not. This is not going to happen.
Dan just heard about he ran out of bed instead of training.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's running down Bayshore as we speak. He's like, I'm going to kill this bitch.
I don't think we could do this. I just don't think we could.
Why?
Because I'm not prepared to die.
I can drive the Chase Ferrari.
What do you mean you're not prepared to die?
But what if we all had to do one lap as a show?
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I don't want to die.
Well,
yeah.
Who's filming at that point?
Well, I mean, we could get somebody to film it. But yeah, at that point, yeah. I mean, come on. You don't see Vince wrestling anymore.
No. We don't need to all start, you know, running after the show. There's other things we can do.
Look at my picture on Instagram. I think people would differ with you. You couldn't be any more wrong. That guy on your left, my right, needs to run right now.
Bubba,
I should actually be getting off the air and go running right now.
I'm not the most svelte guy in the world. I do swim often.
I should do the show from a treadmill.
But I got to tell you, I was out of breath just chasing these runners down. Yesterday, I don't want to actually have to go run after the show.
Bubba, who do you think would be last out of everyone?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I know. I don't think. I know. I know I'd
be
last.
Well, you got a bum knee as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what are you trying to make him feel horrible
Plus
about?
Plus, I'm the oldest,
trying
too.
To make Slimer feel bad?
I don't even know if there's anything I can... I don't know if there's anything that I could win here.
Yeah, come on. You could win the strongman competition.
No, but not like, you know, just because I'm bigger than you. But like, nah, I mean, I don't think I could, I don't know of anything I could really win.
You could beat us in a sprint car race.
Don't be so down on yourself. You're probably pretty kick-ass at dodgeball.
You could beat everyone here at wrestling and arm wrestling.
You just said dodgeball.
Yeah, I mean, you're, you know, a healthy target, but you could probably really sling the rock.
Blitz, guess what I got.
what you got?
For Clem's. Clem's Clubhouse with a reverse K.
I don't know.
I got a electronic dart.
Nice.
Darts.
Good.
Darts.
Right. And not the, you know, the jobber kind that you're throwing into cardboard. These are the ones that have the, you know, this was like a couple $100.
Do people do darts anymore? I thought axes were the new darts.
No. Darts are cool.
Hey, I got into some kind of dart vortex one time on YouTube, and they really have, big time, like Super Bowl of darts.
And they play better when they're drunk.
Yep.
For real?
Absolutely.
100%. Focus more.
I actually know a professional dart player, and he's like, I get better the drunker I get. And they all are like that.
Should we do drunk darts? Like, you do a shot?
Oh, 100%.
Well, you mean Bubba with like
says the guy that's pouring a drink,
right?
I'm sorry. I mean, those are still pretty. Those could be considered weapons, right?
No, they're plastic tips.
We're not playing with lawn darts.
Okay, I don't trust Lemmy drunk with sharp objects. Is that? I think that's an okay concern.
Well, wear your glasses.
Okay, great. I'll safety goggles.
I mean, if you wear those Tom Cruise 86 risky businesses that you had on yesterday,
God,
you're
I look
be great.
Hot. Yeah, I look hot.
You look hot as hell.
I do.
Just, I mean, if Phoebe didn't just rape you the minute you walked in from that picture, I don't know what we'll
did
do.
Did you get raped?
No.
Yeah. You didn't get raped?
No. Did you get touched?
I haven't been raped or touched.
Did
no.
You make,
no.
Did you get a make out?
No, and I don't want to talk about this because a guy said on Instagram that I bitch too much about getting laid, and it's because I put on 15 pounds a day, okay?
A
so
day?
I can't talk about not getting laid anymore.
Well, you're not
he
fat.
He said, boo
Look at me.
I put on 15 a day. 15 a day.
Man, you were feeling heavy on the back of that moped. And man,
oh, Jesus. Well, you were
loved to grind me. You just like, I think
I like
you,
to feel safe.
You, but I think you like to like, I think you like to like... Make sure your body's touching my body.
Yeah, he's trying for insertion.
You're trying to tether me. Tether me with your acorn.
There was one point where I felt like we were making love yesterday.
But you do. You rest it right on the crack of my ass, and I'm like, I don't like it.
Bubba, how
I
are you?
I don't like it. It's tough to drive a moped
when
you got
for sure. I thought for sure Seth would be bringing a pregnancy test in today for you.
Jeez, I look pregnant.
How are you
I'm
supposed to?
I'm the only guy that I get fat, but I don't have a kid in me.
We don't know that for sure. How do you?
Octodad.
Oh, Seth has gotten me pregnant. Like, that's all he does is get me pregnant.
What am
non-stop.
I supposed to? How are you supposed to sit on that thing if I can't get all snuggled up to your ass?
You can get back and make sure there's a little bit of. You don't have to merge me.
Well, right behind the seat, there's a nice piece of plastic that. Oh, wait, never mind.
That Anna broke.
Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, come on.
Anna, I should have sent you $128 because because the new tailpiece, you know, is like $76.
Well, I mean, you could still use it. You just need to. I'll super glue back on for you.
You're not touching my moped.
Fine. Sorry.
But Seth can. Every time we do a moped
all right, we'll get
high
a,
spot, you...
I'll wear a cup. I'll wear a cup next time. Jockstrap, something that separates.
I'm going to have that jammed in me then.
You're going to have something jammed in you. I don't know what to tell you. The seat isn't made for two. It's made for one, and you already are over that.
Me and Bubba fit on it pretty good.
Not really, Lummy.
Oh.
Because you have your legs out back. You just are a more courteous rider than he. You know, you put your legs back and try not to have contact with me. Seth just jams me. I mean, you know.
Oh, when we're hitting those speeds of 17 miles an hour, it really just forces me into you.
Blitz, I might have to take that moped to OTC because I think I may have burnt the clutch out on it yesterday.
I could smell it.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Poor thing.
Yeah, it's okay. It needs a rest. It'll be bad.
I bet you the capacity on that moped's 250 pounds, and it probably had 650 on it at one time.
Jesus.
They actually need to put that in a moped hall of fame. Like this thing, this moped, man. If this thing, I mean, this poor little stock moped, for the most part, carried these four fat asses around.
Look at this. Look at us, Spongo.
Go to our Instagram. It's at the Bubba Army, and look at arguably one of the worst pictures ever taken of me, ever.
Yeah, but you're so happy.
I am happy, but it's embarrassing. And if I ask you to take it down, you'll get mad, and it'll hurt your numbers, and then I'll have to hear about that.
So. I'll take it down.
No, just keep it
up. I'll take it down. I mean, you don't really check Instagram that much. You wouldn't know if I took it down, would you?
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.